The Chautauqua was a back-to-nature kind of event. For a few days, tents were pitched at a park or nature preserve for what you could call an intellectual county fair.
Let's bring it around the other side.
That's the intent, no pun intended, of the Urbana Park District's event in Crystal Lake Park. Between Tuesday and Sunday, the tents and stages that went up Monday will be the site of as wide an array of activities as the Park District has ever amassed in one place. Dana Mancuso has been helping coordinate and market the modern event.
That's exactly what the Chautauquas of the past did. They brought sort of a little of everything. You could go and hear someone talk about the topic of religion in the morning and hear about your liver health in the afternoon and hear some kind of music in the evenings.
Politics, religion, concert bands, even dog and pony shows were all fair game for Chautauquas since not long after the first one was held in Chautauqua, New York. Though the original event was held to educate Sunday school teachers. Education was always at the center of the Chautauqua movement. And the Park District's Dan Gibble says when the Chautauqua circuit had finished its run in a town, it was off to the next one.
So they'd come and set up their tents for a week, and then they would move on maybe 40, 50 miles down the road here to another small town the next week. So there were companies that were making livings off of this, and they would handle booking all the performers and would handle getting all the tents and setting up, whereas today Urbana Park District staff is doing all of that.
From the late 1800s to the Depression era, you could come out to the grounds, pitch a picnic blanket or even a tent for overnight camping, and take in the well-rounded festivals.
This is early Shelbyville. This is Jacksonville. This is Casey, Illinois. And then Weldon Springs, which was around a long time.
William Smith's stack of brochures from early 20th century Chautauquas is going up on display at the Urbana Free Library. Chautauquas were the biggest warm weather events going in most small and medium towns, including Champaign and Urbana.
When Urbana Park District took over Crystal Lake Park in 1907, which is the 100th anniversary, the Chautauqua was established at that time in the park. And then eventually it moved to what they called Busey Grove at the time, now Busey Woods, and then back to the fairgrounds.
But technology and hard times pushed the Chautauqua into history.
Automobiles, people's ability to be mobile, radio, where people had access to information. And I think the Depression had an impact, too, because some communities couldn't afford to hire these firms and people couldn't afford to pay the fees necessary to support the Chautauqua program.
The Park District Citizens Committees that helped guide the program schedule wanted to make sure this Chautauqua called up some of the past, even amid acts as contemporary as the Najwa Dance Corps and the Little River Band. Speakers impersonating John Muir, Rachel Carson, and Teddy Roosevelt all extol the virtue of preserving nature, as well environmental attorney Robert F. Kennedy Jr., appearing as himself, of course. And although people won't be able to camp out at the Urbana Chautauqua, Park District employee June Miller encourages people to come for more than just one or two reasons.
This is very different than any kind of festival the Park District normally does. Just the whole combination of variety to it, I think, will be very appealing to people. Some have certain things they want to come for, and I think when they come, they're really going to want to come back again and again for it throughout the whole week.
You can find the whole list of activities for the Urbana Park District Centennial Chautauqua at their website, urbanaparks.org. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.